The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Feeling low,
feeling ten,
these days were dark, common sense.
Smoke a lucky,
to be a level ten.
Smoke a lucky,
to be a level ten.
Millions of smokers are learning that Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. That's what fine tobacco can do for you. And LSMFT, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, puff by puff, pack by pack, you'll really enjoy this fine, light, naturally mild Lucky Strike tobacco. And you'll agree that Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike, and get on the lucky level where you feel and do your level best. Yes, smoke a Lucky to feel your level best.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the sportsman, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, for 16 years, I've been introducing the star of our show, and after all those years, you'd think I'd run out of things to say about him. Well, I have. So here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, that wasn't a very nice introduction.
Well, I'm sorry, Jack, but after 16 years, I just couldn't think of anything new.
Oh, you couldn't, eh? Well, Don, I'm sure that if I were introducing you, I wouldn't have that trouble.
Oh, yes, you would, Jack. You've been saying the same things about me for years. Well, I'll bet you can't say anything that I haven't heard before.
Oh, yes, I can, Don.
What?
You're fired. Now, ladies and gentlemen... Ladies and gentlemen, we'll proceed...
Wait a minute, Jack. You're not serious, are you?
Well...
You can't fire me. After all, I've got a wife and three chins to support.
Don, stop worrying. You've been with me for 16 years, and I hope you're with... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Don.
Hello, Mary.
I'm sorry I'm late, Jack, but my car wouldn't start this morning, and I had to take the bus.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, say, Mary, if your car ever gives you trouble again, why don't you call on me? I'll drive you down. You've seen my new car, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Don, and on you it looks good.
Certainly does. By the way, man, I understand you called me on the phone yesterday. What did you want?
Well, you always like to know when I get letters from my mother, and I got one yesterday. In fact, I brought it with me.
Oh, a letter from your mother, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, what does the Ma Kettle of Plainfield have to say?
Well, just a second, and I'll read it to you.
Okay.
My darling daughter, Mary, as you'll notice from the stationery, I'm writing this from the Plainfield Hotel. The reason we're here is because 3 days ago, we shut the house up and had it fumigated on account of the pests. We got rid of them, all except your Uncle Lou and Cousin Willie.
Well, it's about time.
We really
your
don't...
Your mother didn't start out very funny, incidentally. Go ahead.
We really don't mind Willie, as he's very little bother. Mm-hmm. He spends all his time down in the basement with his printing press. He has to work night and day because his biggest competitor is the United States government.
Your mother writes them all right. You just can't read them. I was blaming the mother. Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Mary, dear, I kind of like Willie because he's so sweet and thoughtful. Every Mother's Day, he gives me a $10 bill with my picture on it.
Well, I guess I was right in the first place.
Now for a paragraph or two about your sister, Babe.
Ah, good. This is the part I like.
Since the warm weather is here, your sister, Babe, got herself one of those new French bathing suits. She tried it on yesterday, and I haven't seen so much of Babe since the doctor said it's a girl. However... She's very happy with the suit. Next month, she's entering a swimming contest.
A contest? Gee, I didn't even know that she could swim.
Oh, sure, Jack. Babe's a regular mermaid.
Well, I've noticed the resemblance, except the wrong half looks like a fist. I'm funnier than your mother today. Continue with the letter, Mary.
Okay. Mary, dear, you'll be happy to know that Dave is also taking dancing lessons from Arthur Murray.
Well.
He got a swell deal, too. He teaches her dancing and she fixes his plumbing.
I knew she could do it. You know, Mary, your mother writes some of the funniest letters, though, I've ever heard.
She certainly does, Mary. They're loaded with laughs.
Yeah, they're a scream.
Oh, hello, Dennis. When did you come in?
When they found out Mary's sister Dave was a girl.
Oh, then you missed the start of the letter. Would you like me to read it for you?
Oh, no, I'll hear it on tonight's rebroadcast.
Oh, yes.
By the way, Dennis, you were off the program last week. Was anything wrong?
Oh, no, Mary. Mr. Benny gave me a week off so I could go away for a little vacation. I sure enjoyed myself. I went fishing on Lake Mead.
Well, how was the fishing, Dennis?
Oh, it was wonderful. Boy, was I lucky.
What'd you catch?
4 trout, 3 perch, 5 bass, and a high-button shoe.
A high-button shoe?
Yeah, but it was too small, so I had to throw it back.
Oh, fine. He bought a shoe.
You ought to see the hip boot that got away.
Oh, why?
I wish I could get away and do a little fishing. That's one of my favorite sports.
Fishing?
Yeah. Oh, what a thrill it is to hook a silvery rainbow trout, one of nature's loveliest creations. What a sight as it breaks the water in a shimmering shower of glistening drops and the sunlight reflecting on its iridescent beauty.
Look how he describes the fish. Me, he can't see anything nice.
Jack, what are you talking about?
Nothing, nothing.
Say, Dennis, how long were you at Lake Mead?
Oh, we were there for a whole week, and I spent all my time out on the boat.
A whole week on a boat?
Abaft there, you landlubber. Larboard the starboard and drop the anchor.
Look, Dennis.
Give him the timbers and man the pumps or we'll all drown like rats.
Dennis, that's enough.
Ahoy me, hearty. Batten the barton and pooping down the poop deck.
Batten the barton? What happened to Gerson and Ozzy? Dennis, that's enough. Do you hear?
Throw that buck, Mr. Christian, or I'll swing you from the highest yardarm of the British fleet.
Oh. Well, we see what you can do with him, will you?
Dennis, Jack is right. Why don't you
let the men mutiny my last, and don't worry. The ship may be rocking and pitching, but I'll sail it through this hurricane or...
Dennis, what's the matter?
I'm seasick.
Good, good. Now, look, Popeye, it's time for your song. What are you going to sing?
Careless Hand.
Okay, let's have it.
Aye, aye, sir.
My heart in two. You held my dream.
and sung by Dennis Day. Very good, Dennis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight, we are going to do our version of that Warner Brothers picture, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. And I better cast it right now. I, of course, will play the leading role.
Of course.
Listen, I'll give a performance that'll...
Okay, folks, you're all in clover, because Harris is here and this lull is over.
Phil, Phil, why do you always have to come in here and ask the audience to applaud?
Well, I ain't going to get no laughs with the jokes you give me, and I want to hear some kind of noise.
Well, you got no right to complain about the jokes. You get as many laughs on this program as I do.
That's what I mean. I want to hear some kind of noise. Applaud me, folks.
Phil!
All right. I'll read the stuff that's written here, but I thought a little ad-libbing would liven things. Hiya, Liv.
Hello, Phil. How are Alice and the children?
Oh, fine, Liv, fine. Just left them. You know, this being the first day of May, I drove them over to the park for a big May party.
A May party?
Yeah, you should have seen all them kids. They looked so cute as they danced around me.
Dance around you? Didn't they have a maypole?
Yeah, but I was prettier.
Let me sit down with you, Dennis. I'm seasick, too. Well, you should have seen Mary's letter from her mother.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, she wrote the letter stuttering. She wrote it. Well, look at Phil. You know, between you and Remley, I've never
Wait
seen...
Wait a minute, Jackson. Hold it, Dad.
Well,
just a minute, bud. I don't care what you say about me, but don't pick on Remley.
Phil, calm down.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Well... May as well tell you why I've always tried to protect Remley.
What?
Well, you see, well, I promised Frankie's poor old mother that I'd always look after him.
Oh. When was that?
When she threw him out of the house. And I don't like to brag, Jackson, but I've taken pretty good care of Frankie during all these years.
By the way, Phil, it's none of my business, but how much do you pay Frankie?
Well, I don't give him no regular salary. I just take care of his needs, like room, board, and bail.
Oh, fine.
Say, Jackson, before I go, there was something I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah, look, last week you told me you were going to buy a new car. What kind did you get?
I didn't get any, Phil, but I may get a new one this summer.
Well, look, be sure you get one of them new models that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbo Vasculator, which is synchro-meshed with a multi-coil hydro-tension duo-vacuum Dynomotor. They come in the motor and fodder motor.
Well, outside of that last word, listen, that was amazing. I mean, how'd you ever say that?
A Harvard man fixes my teeth. Well, I gotta be leaving. So long, kid.
So long, Phil.
Hey, folks, I'm leaving. You want to throw just one more on me?
Phil, get out of here! Oh, boy, what a character.
You know, Jack, Phil is conceited.
Conceited? Mary, you should have heard the things he told me yesterday while I was giving him a Tony. Now, where were we?
Well, you were casting the play we're going to do.
Oh, yes, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Now, Don, you're going to be my partner when we go hunting for gold. And, Dennis, you're going to be the old prospector, the part that was played by Walter Houston. And let's see, where's Mel Blanc?
Here I am, Jack.
Folks, it's Mel Blanc. Give him a big hand.
Jack, we're all going to be in the play. Why don't you just give him applause?
Well, Mary, I have to. It's in his contract.
You mean you give him money and applause, too?
No money, just applause. Amazing, you know, how much you can save when you got a lot of hams working for you. Now, Mel, you're going to be the leader of the Mexican bandit. And, oh, yes, Dennis, besides being the old prospector, you'll come in later as one of the bandits.
Gee, two parts. It's hard to believe I can sing, too.
Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our version of Warner Brothers' thrilling adventure story, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
As our scene opens, it's a hot, humid, sultry day, and a lonely, hungry, penniless American is roaming the streets of Tampico, Mexico.
Walking. That's all I've been doing for two whole days. Just walking. No place to sleep. Nothing to eat. Nothing to drink. Well, I'll see what I can do in this saloon. Gee, this place is crowded. Hey, bartender. Bartender.
Si, senor. What will you have?
Give me three fingers.
Three fingers of what?
Just three fingers. I'm hungry. I mean, three fingers of anything. If I don't get something to eat pretty soon, I'll go crazy.
Hiya, big boy.
Huh?
Well, good to see an American down here, even though you do need a shave and your clothes are torn. You look like a derelict. What's the matter?
It's a long story. I used to be a famous radio comedian. I had a big house, a swimming pool, and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm a bum.
What happened?
Television.
Television? What's that?
I don't know, but the wrestlers have all the good writers now. Anyway, let's not talk about me. What's a girl like you doing way down here in Mexico?
I work in the Tampico branch of the Meg Company.
They have a branch in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm in the Jose department.
That's better than your mother's letter. Well, look, sister. How about you and
me? Hey, Bogey. I've been looking all over town for you.
Who's your friend?
That's my partner, Curtin. Sam Curtin. He and I came down here looking for gold.
Yeah, gold. Every time I think of it, I go crazy. Gold! Gold! I can see it now. There it is. There it is. It's mine! It's mine! Gold! Gold!
Put that back. That's my pivot tool. You know, sister, he goes crazy every time he thinks of gold.
Well, doesn't gold mean anything to you?
Yeah. I can take it or love it. I mean, leave it.
Well, if you boys are interested in looking for gold, there's an old prospect around here who knows every foot of the Sierra Madre. If you can get him to go with you, you'll strike it rich.
Where does the old prospector live?
Well, you can't miss it. You go right down Flamingo Road.
Flamingo Road. Flamingo Road. Flamingo Road.
Are you stuttering?
No, but I promised Warner Brothers I'd mention it three times. Come on, Curtin. Let's go. Hey, Curtin, this would be the house where the old prospector lives.
Yeah, knock on the door.
Okay.
Howdy, Bob.
Hello, old-timer. My name is Humphrey Bogey. What's yours?
Titus Houston.
Well, we heard that you know all about the gold and the Sierra Madre. We thought maybe you'd come up into the mountains with us.
Sorry, son, but I'm too old for that now. There was a time when I used to go up into them hills and stay for months and months at a time.
Yeah.
But then it would get me. I was only human, you know. I'd have to come back, be back in town with a load of gold, and in a couple of nights, I'd blow it all in.
Women, eh?
No, Kleenex. I got hay fever.
Well, look, old-timer, if you won't go with us, maybe you can tell us where we can find the gold.
Sure. Here's a map of old Mexico. See? You can't go wrong. You take the main road through Tampico till you pass El Paso. After you pass El Paso, you go through El Truro and turn left at El Lefto.
Well, if we turn El Righto?
That's El Rono.
Is that where the gold is?
Nope. That's where you buy your burros.
Burros?
Yep, there's a place right on the corner. Madman Hernandez.
He'll sell them to us?
Yep, but you'll have to carry an awful lot of water for them.
Why?
Hernandez wanted his burrows to look like Buicks, so he cut holes in their sides.
Well, we got to be getting along, old-timer. You sure you don't want to come with us?
Nope, but I'll see you later.
You will?
Yep, I come back on page 12 as a Mexican bandit.
Well, come on, Curtin. Let's go.
What's the matter, Bogey? You look unhappy.
Well, why shouldn't I be? We've got the map, we know where the gold is, but we can't get it because we don't have any money to buy equipment.
Oh, senora, senora.
Huh?
In there, in the saloon, there is a telephone call for you. In there, for you, in the saloon, in there.
Huh?
For you.
For me?
In there.
Is it an important call? See, an important call.
For you.
A telephone call for me. Who could it be? I'm 2,000 miles away from home. Well, I might as well find out. Come on, Curtin. Wait for me at the bar, Curtin. I'll answer the phone.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, speaking. Huh? Sure I can answer that. The Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620. Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, Curtin. Curtin.
What's up, Bogey?
We got the burrows, the picks, the shovels, the sleeping bags, and a refrigerator.
Where'd you get them?
That phone call. I just won them on a quiz program. Taco Solita.
Good. Now let's go and find that gold.
All right. Before we go, I want to buy drinks for the house. Okay, everybody. The drinks are on me. Come on, everybody, up to the bar.
Hey, Bogey, those four Mexicans just came in waving at you.
Where? Oh, yes. Buenos dias, amigos. Come on, boys, I'll pay for it. Let's have a song.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place for you to go. Feeling low, feeling dead, these days first place common sense. Okay, lucky like you then, you will feel your level best. From the north of Montana, there's a lucky in every Western. Everything's every Mr. and Mr. My uncle, my aunt, and my sister. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. 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 Tell a friend, tell a friend.
We've been digging in these mountains for weeks, but it was worth it. We got 10 sacks of gold.
Yeah, 10 more sacks, and then we...
Wait. Look, coming up the trail. Mexican bandits. Curtin, quick, take out your gun.
But I haven't got a gun.
What? What did you say, Curtin?
I haven't got a gun.
Now, that's ridiculous. Who ever heard of a curtain without a rod?
Quiet. Here they come now.
Oh, yeah. Look, Curtin, they're getting off their horses. They're walking this way. Well, we'll just have to try and bluff them. Hey, you. Come here. Are you a Mexican bandit?
Si.
I suppose your men are tough.
Si.
I guess they would kill us at a drop of a hat.
Si.
What's your name?
Si.
Sai?
Si.
Now look, Steve. I mean, Sai. We don't have anything you want. We're hunters. That's all we are.
You do not fool me. You have some gold and we want it. If you don't give it to us, we will kill you.
I think.
Well, me and my partner have been out in these mountains for 3 months. Yeah, we found some gold. But don't take all of it. Let us keep half. That's a fair proposition, isn't it? We'll give you half.
I will talk it over with my lieutenant. Oh, Henry! Henry Sierra!
Coming, madre! What is it, then, Capitan?
The gentleman here with the gold had made a proposition.
Oh, si? What is it?
Esto es por todo el guiso, que si no los matamos, ellos nos darán la mitad del oro.
Si los matamos, tendríamos que cagar con todo. Por lo tanto, con ya os cero el oro, matarlos después.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said you better give us the gold because these 8 guns make common sense.
What?
When these guns are smoking, you ain't lucky.
No, no, Bandito. Please, don't shoot us. We'll give you the gold.
El Capitan, if we take the gold, we will need a burro.
Si, we will take the little burro. It is equipped with the Dynaflex Super Blowing Unijet Turbo Respirator, which is synchronous with the multi-coil aerotension dual vacuum dynamometer, I think.
Look, man, take our gold. Take our burros, but don't kill us.
I will tell you what I do, senor. I give you a fighting chance. Here is a weapon for you and a weapon for me.
What?
You count to 10 and may the best hombre win.
All right. All right, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Not yet. 4, 5, 6.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
7, 8.
Ooh.
You're cheating.
I think.
9, 10. You missed me. That's better.
Ooh. Bogey. Bogey, when he started shooting, why didn't you shoot back?
I couldn't. He gave me a knife. Goodbye, Curtin.
Ladies and gentlemen, your life, your property can be lost through fire. Don't let it happen in your home, in public places, or in the country. Be careful. Be on guard against fire. Prevent fires in your community. Thank you. Jack will be back in just a moment, but first...
Feeling low.
Feeling tender. Please take words of common sense.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
To feel your level best. Smoke a lucky. For it's a fact that Lucky's Fine Tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. It's important to know that fine tobacco can do this for you. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Light, ripe, naturally mild tobacco. No wonder more independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next 2 leading brands combined. So when you choose your cigarette, remember Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. Put you on the right level to feel and do your level best. Yes, be sure to make your next carton of cigarettes Lucky Strike.
Smoke a Lucky.
To be your level best.
Smoke a Lucky.
To be your level best.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes another program, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night when we...
Jack.
What?
While you were doing the sketch, a wire came for you from Humphrey Bogart.
From who?
Humphrey Bogart.
Not from Humphrey Bogart? Larry, what's the matter with you today? A wire came to me from Humphrey Bogart?
Yes.
Well, read it to me.
This is why you don't read. You twist it around your neck.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show. We'll follow the media. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.